switching topics here, at least for a moment, to talk some Orioles baseball and I'm sure some Ravens football with one of the biggest Ravens fans I know, and that's Orioles right-hander Steve Johnson, who joins us right now. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let me ask you a question, Steve. If you were to toe the rubber next April at Camden Yards and someone handed you a baseball that was difference in diameter, circumference, or weight, would you know immediately?
Yeah. It's one of those things where you have that feeling. And you know the feel of the ball, and when there's like a little bump or an indent or anything on there, you can tell.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to a few of your teammates yesterday asking about the weight of a bat, and I've heard players tell me before, and you were a hitter and a prolific one in high school here, that if your bat that you swung regularly, so not someone who switches it up a lot, but someone who swings the same bat over and over again, and there was an ounce difference in any direction, you would probably know that immediately.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't know it right away when you swung, you could definitely tell. I mean, that's one of those things where you do it every day. You take so many swings, the feel of the bat. It's just like throwing. I mean, you know the difference. I don't know how they keep saying he didn't know.
I love it. Steve Johnson is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. All right, Steve, I want to first ask you about your health before we get into spring training and the outlook for the season. Where are you right now health-wise? I know last year was really frustrating.
Yeah, the last 2 years have been pretty frustrating. Well, obviously last year with the shoulder was tough, but I feel pretty good right now. I'm starting my throwing program, been 2 weeks in, and I feel kind of like every other year. The shoulder's been good. I went to physical therapy and did all my exercises, and I've been stretching a lot, and so far so good. So I'm just going to continue that, and probably be a little slower on my bullpen, but I'm just going to continue like it's in any other year.
Yeah, I know it's not a race, but you do want to make a strong impression this spring. How hard of an act is that to balance out?
It's tough. I usually start throwing bullpens pretty early because I just want to make sure my velocity is where it needs to be. But I think this year is going to be one of those things where I kind of take the bullpens a little slower. I'm going to try and throw a couple before I get there. But I think if I feel well or if I feel pretty good during the bullpen sessions, I don't think I'm going to be needed to help or be held back too much. I think it's just going to depend on feel. And if I feel good, I think I'm good to go.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. And how hard and painful were the last 2 years for you, just having different injuries and not being able to be at your best, the Steve Johnson we saw in 2012?
Well, it's just frustrating. I mean, the first year, it wasn't even my arm. You know, that's one thing where you're always worried about your arm. Anything that's going wrong, you want to make sure it's, you know, where it needs to be. And then the rest of your body is falling apart. That's not fun. And then obviously the next year, my shoulder did end up not being great. So I don't know if they were connected. You know, sometimes your body, you know, does things to, you know, try and make up for whatever's going on in the other parts of your body. And it kind of can make other things get hurt. So I don't know if that was the case, but I think I'm back on track, and hopefully all the injuries are behind me.
Steve Johnson's with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Now, you did have an opportunity this offseason to sign elsewhere. I read some reports that other teams were certainly pursuing you. I don't want to ask you how close did you get to signing elsewhere, but how hard did you consider an opportunity to get a fresh start?
Well, the Orioles, you know, right at the end of the season, they told me, you know, they expressed how much they wanted me back. And that was good to know because I didn't put myself in a good situation coming off an injury, getting surgery at the end of the season. You know, it's not the best position you want to become a free agent at, but the Orioles are you know, very upfront in telling me that they were interested in having me back. And, you know, you get some offers from other teams, but I'm comfortable here, and I like everyone, all, you know, coaches and even, you know, the minor league coaches and everything. It's tough to leave, but, you know, I just felt it was a good opportunity to come in and get healthy, and they were, you know, willing to kind of deal with maybe a slow start if I have one. And, you know, I feel pretty good about it, and I'm glad to be home. Baltimore's home for me, so, you know, that's if I can get back to the big leagues with them, that's where I want to be.
And we're certainly happy about that here as well. By the way, what's in your PlayStation right now?
I've actually played my PlayStation in a while. It's been a lot of Xbox Just Call of Duty, you know.
Just Call of Duty right now.
Yeah. I haven't been playing a lot of. Actually, I haven't been playing a lot of video games. But if I do,
don't tell me
it's
you're growing
been
up
Call
on
of
me,
Duty.
Steve, because I'm a few years older than you are, and that'd be really disappointing.
No, I've been kind of busy, and when I do play, it's Call of Duty or maybe FIFA. But I just haven't even hooked up my PlayStation in a while, which means I haven't played the show in a while.
When you have a bullpen in Baltimore in January, or you're throwing in a program in January, where do you go? It sounds like a stupid question, but do you have a gym that you work out in? Do you have a facility you can go to?
Well, the long toss is just the toughest part, just getting outside and being able to throw it a decent distance. But my dad actually has a facility in his top on our top floor of the house. It's just basically a big cage. So I'm able to throw in that for bullpens and everything. So that's great. Even when the weather's crappy and everything, I don't need to go anywhere. And he still catches me. So, you know, props to him.
Yeah,
to
I would
me,
say.
So. But I'm usually pretty good with the accuracy. So he doesn't have to worry about it too much. But I do get him every now and then in the foot.
Does he? So he has an old catcher's mitt that he uses, and I'm picturing him. Does he put on catcher's gear to do this?
Yeah, he used to go, you know, just face mask, but he started to go, now that I've hit him a couple more times, he started to go full gear. So, but yeah, he gets back there and he does a pretty good job. So, you know, he's usually my go-to catcher.
That's incredible. I have this amazing image of your dad in my head right now, full gear in like some upstairs room of the house, like catching a Steve Johnson fastball, former major league pitcher, professional pitcher right now. That is a pretty good image in my head.
Yeah, it happens. It's been going on my whole career. So
when do you think he's going to hang him up?
I have no idea. I think he likes doing it. So as long as he's able, I think. I mean, he goes golfing every day. So as long as he's still active and able to do it, and as long as he can see the ball, I have no problem with it.
I know he's going golfing a lot, although I'm sure not now. Do you ever beat him at golf?
I beat him one time, I'm sure of. I think there may have been another one, but he's pretty good. I don't get out that often to go, but man, he can swing it. So it's tough to beat him. I got him on a bad day.
Do you enjoy golf when you get to play? Yeah, do you when you get to play? I know you don't get to play very much during the season, obviously, the actual golfing months. But whenever you do decide to call it a career, do you expect to play a lot more golf?
Yeah, I love golf. And especially, you know, it's a good time to go out and just spend 3 or 4 hours. And, you know, it's a good time. I play in some, like, golf tournaments every now and then in the fall when I'm able to. This year, obviously, with the surgery, I was limited in how much I could play. But I always enjoy going out with my dad. We go a decent amount when I'm free.
Does your brother play golf too?
He does, not as much, but he's for not playing a lot in his lifetime. He's pretty good. I gotta give it to him, but yeah, he just doesn't play as much as we do.
I would love to see a very competitive Johnson family golf outing. And then finally, Steve, let's talk about the Ravens for a second. Obviously, a tough loss to the Patriots, but all in all, the season, considering some of the outside noise and some of the injuries, which were very real, some of the deficiencies of the team, like 19 players on IR. How pleased were you just getting by Pittsburgh on the road in the playoffs and then taking the New England Patriots right down to the wire?
It was a fun season for sure. I was able to go to pretty much all the games, and you know, it was a good one. It didn't end the way we wanted it to, but you know, they played pretty well for all the injuries and all the stuff that was going on. You know, to sneak in the playoffs last week after, you know, a couple rough weeks, you know, that was good. And it was good to see him in the playoffs again. Last year, he kind of missed going, you know, watching playoffs, you know, Raven playoff football, but it was fun. And obviously the Steelers win was great, and going into the Patriots, I felt pretty good, but just didn't work our way.
Steve Johnson, Orioles right-hander. Steve, we'll talk to you hopefully before spring training or right when you get there. But best of luck and stay healthy, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That is Steve Johnson. We'll come back with more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.